This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Feeling sluggish? Grab yourself a Cardomax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, Cardomax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB for 30% off your next four orders at Cardomax.com. That's Cardomax.com, helping you achieve your max. Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, where this week, D'Anthony, the news seems fake, but this is definitely real this week. So I'm not really sure how we label this, you know?
What do you mean?
With the Afghanistan thing. Does that seem real to you? That they could just take over a city in 24 hours and you're like,
well, they didn't. Cool.
How long was it?
3 months.
Oh, was it 3 months?
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Let's talk about the conditions on the ground first, and then we'll talk about how Biden, his administration, the Pentagon, Milley, Austin, et cetera, are all full of shit.
Yeah, let's do that. First up, the Taliban are back in control of Afghanistan, and that's, well, that's exactly how
Jaron,
as horrible as you could possibly imagine.
Jaron, I can't remember how to say his name, Carter.
Yeah.
Says that this episode already has a fact check tag on it, I guess because it's titled Biden's Vietnam.
What's the fact? What are we checking? What facts are we checking there? On that
whether one? Or not Vietnam and Afghanistan are the same country, maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, they're definitely not. But the situations are very similar. Following the withdrawal of American and NATO forces, the Taliban has regained their position as the rulers of Afghanistan. The militants were able to take control of the country in only 3 months, which surprised even the Taliban themselves. They look shocked once they got through there, Dan.
What's even more shocking is that even the Taliban says it was a three-month process and not 11 days like Joe Biden is saying on television.
Yeah, so that, I guess that's where the confusion comes in.
We'll get to that later. The militants were able to achieve control of the country pretty quickly. Once back in power, representatives from the group assured Afghan citizens and the world that they had changed their ways and would be creating a more benevolent and inclusive government. Hilarious, as since May, videos of them pouring through cities and dragging women out into the streets and beating them to death have been on display. Now, I don't know what Pelosi said the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Something about how they care about women or some bullshit. I mean, obviously not.
That was, by the way, the most... So I rarely write back to Pelosi.
Mm.
I just said this is the most tone-deaf tweet you could possibly ever send.
Mm-hmm.
And crickets. She doesn't give a shit. None of them care. So fucking A.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, the group of violent, illiterate murderers were lying through their teeth. Through their few remaining teeth.
There's a couple in there.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell if that scene where they were making soft serve ice cream was to troll Joe Biden or if it's just the first time they had access to soft serve ice cream. So they were excited because a lot of these dudes are like teenage farmers and shit that are just now in a city for the first time. And they've been recruited and forced by the Taliban in the same way that the cartels do to fight for them. So they're just like children running around.
This is what it seemed like. Did you see the one in the gym where he was doing the lat pull downs?
Yeah.
With the AK-47?
He really needs to follow Joe Rogan on Instagram so he can see all the dumb gym workouts that he used to post a couple years ago and learn that that is not the standard. That is a joke. at any rate, on the same day as the press conference, Tuesday, where a Taliban spokesperson was claiming that they would honor women's rights and et cetera and allow them to continue going to school, an Afghan woman was executed in the streets for being in public without a head covering on. Another woman, it's actually funny, that woman that was the CNN lady that was there on the ground, reporting 3 days before and after, mm-hmm. one day after Kabul was taken over. And she went from a blonde woman in a pantsuit to a burqa.
Yeah.
Basically.
Real quick.
Right? And that's women's
Zero
rights.
Zero to burqa, that's, real quick. That's women's rights.
That's why for years now, even amongst my lefty friends, I've been lighting people up. All like these people. Remember when ESPN, that female fencer that wore the fucking head covering?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, she's just celebrating her culture. Like, oh, yeah? Sweet, bro. That your culture is that you are forced under penalty of death to wear that thing. And if you don't, right, it is a symbol of oppression for women globally.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wearing it as a fashion statement. You're a piece of shit. You're not woke.
Yeah.
You fucking cunt. Anyways, the insurgents also promised not to interfere with U.S. led evacuation efforts of Westerners and their Afghan allies, which also turned out not to be true.
No, not at all.
The idea that we would believe something like that after they had just seized the main road into Kabul,
mm-hmm.
right? They had seized the main roads into Iran and Tajikistan, right? So exit points.
Yeah.
They had set up a perimeter around a goddamn airport and had checkpoints established.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, they're going to let them through. And then General Milley was on TV this morning saying, oh, from what we understand, they're letting them through. Like, no, they're not. They're beating them to death in the fucking streets. Are you kidding me? We're getting phone calls constantly. Even CNN is publishing one. I just put one on my Instagram a few minutes ago of interpreters and just regular folks who had worked for the governments of Afghanistan, not even necessarily with the Americans, are being fucking held prisoner now, right?
Yeah.
And are not being allowed to get in. And there are checkpoints that the U.S. have established where they're not even letting people in, apparently. Mm-hmm. So none of this is true. They're all full of shit. Shortly after taking control of Kabul, the Taliban conducted a door-to-door search for men placed on a kill list for assisting U.S. and NATO troops. Reports coming from the country also claim Taliban militants have taken control of the entrances to the Hamid Karzai International Airport, and so on and so forth. The 82nd Airborne is now at the airfield. Mm. So the airfield itself is going to be just fine. But getting people there has been a problem. I've been getting texts from people all over the country, from special operators, from people who worked in the intelligence community, but no special operators that are still over there. There's thousands of Americans still there.
Yes. And by the way, since you brought that up, we've gotten hundreds of DMs about it, text messages and everything else of like, hey, do you know anybody? Can you help me find so-and-so? Mm. There's so many people that there is no way for us to know and or help. And I know on the main page in Drinking Bros, it's now changed to m.a.i.n.
Yeah.
To get around Zuckerberg's bullshit. People were posting so many times that they had to stop because it was just like, hey, dude, we have no way to help right
now. It's chaos right now.
Chaos.
What the government is telling people to do is to register your people through the SIV process, and then they'll get documentation, and then when they show up to the checkpoint, they'll let them through after that. So I guess just go to your MacBook at home and rural Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Fill out the paperwork online with your fucking great internet, and then we'll move on from there. That was their game plan. The 82nd having to seize an airfield, that is not a plan. That is a contingency, right? That's something that you do when everything goes wrong,
mm-hmm.
right? That's not something that you... otherwise, they would have deployed them before all this shit happened.
Oh, yeah.
They should have been there in May, probably, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, because correct me if I'm wrong, but they're known for their Kinkos, right?
Yeah.
Out there, yeah. So just pop on down to Kinko's, go to the computer station, fill out the paperwork, print it out, and you should be good to go.
Two Senate aides have confirmed that there's about 10 to 15,000 U.S. citizens still in the country awaiting evacuation. The insurgents have been cracking down on citizens for attempting to display the Afghan national flag. Now, they're going to my understanding is they're going to rename the country the Islamic State of Afghanistan or something like that. I've heard
that's
a number
fun.
Of different things. Yeah, that should be great.
So ISA,
nice ring to it. In Jalalabad, militants fired into a group of protesters after they removed the Taliban flag and replaced it with the black, red, and green flag of Afghanistan. Former police official reported at least 4 people were killed and 13 injured during that particular incident. I think something like 15 people have been killed in attacks in Kabul since Sunday, although that wouldn't even rival South Chicago. So, you know, Who knows?
Their numbers are better.
Yeah.
maybe they are better leaders, Dan, you know, than Lori Lightfoot. Who knows?
The prospective leader of Afghanistan, Abdul Ghani Baradar, entered Kandahar on Tuesday, escorted by a fleet of SUVs. Now, this guy was in Gitmo for a while, I believe.
5 years, yeah.
Yeah, and then we traded him out for fucking Bo Bergdahl or some shit like that, or it was part of one of the deals where Obama released prisoners. So that's dope. As a matter of fact, the number one and two guys in charge were both in our custody at some point. It kind of reminds you of 98 when we had Osama bin Laden cornered. We could have murdered that motherfucker, and Clinton decided not to. It's feeling a lot like that. So if you see these two guys' names pop in the news in relation to some kind of international terrorism event, you could thank Obama and Biden for that.
Yeah.
So fittingly, the man with the most or the most likely to become the next leader of the Taliban government has indeed spent half of his adult life in Pakistani prison due to terrorism charges.
You don't say.
Yeah.
No shit.
So, sweet.
I'm sure everything will be fine, Dan.
Yeah.
This is exactly what, you know, we expected. I think everything is going to be fine tonight. Everybody's going to have a good time. You know, we just want everybody to have fun. But the ISA thing would be great, you know? Just take off right off USA and just call it ISA and then go from there.
Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan is the name.
So IEA?
IEA, yeah.
IEA? It's going to take a little getting used to on that one, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. This is a complete shit show, Dan, all the way across the board. And with social media, you know, I know we talked about this a couple of days ago. I said, look, you're going to be able to get these images a lot faster and a lot quicker than you used to from the other wars. And sure enough, man, the images that are coming out of this shit are crazy.
Yeah.
I saw on the Terrorist Whispers Instagram, the women and children trying to get to the airport and everything else. And they were just shooting up the fucking crowd. And it was just like, Jesus Christ. This one is going to be hard to avoid. And when you were talking about the Democrats losing in 2022 because of this, a lot of shit. Yes, you're not going to be able to get away from these images. This isn't a mean tweet or anything like that. You're going to be seeing these fucking images jammed in your face over and over and over again. The same way they're going to try to jam the fucking insurrection shit into people's faces.
Well, I mean, there's a bit of a difference when 300 fucking slack-jawed yokels go to the Capitol building, unarmed, by the way, and storm it so they can take selfies inside because they're a bunch of fucking dumb rednecks, and a coordinated effort by the federal government of the United States to completely abandon our allies and partners and leave 10 to 15,000 Americans stranded in a fucking war zone.
Yeah.
Right? The last time this happened was with Jimmy Carter, right? I mean, I guess you could say to a lower degree the Benghazi event, but it was so quick that I don't know if it would constitute the same style scenario. But yeah, this is going to be rough. I mean, anytime I hear Biden or Harris or Pelosi or any of these assholes talk about how they care about women, I just want somebody to immediately respond by pulling out their phone and playing videos of women and children being dragged in the streets and beaten to death because of their cowardice. That's what I want to see, because that's a one-to-one.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. So,
I don't know what the end game is for this. I wasn't really alive, obviously, for the Carter thing.
That's not true.
Yeah. I'd have been like fucking 1 year old, I think. Whatever it was, right? Or negative, whatever that is. And I'd still be inside the womb, probably. But how long did that take? And I'm asking out of seriousness now. Like, when we pulled out of Vietnam.
Well, that was in Vietnam. That's all I'm talking about. Although we did fuck the Montague.
Wasn't it like 75?
Yeah, but that was, Carter was in office from 77,
78,
79,
and
80.
Okay.
The fall of Saigon is those images you're talking about. And that was in 1975, April 30th, 1975.
I nailed it. Okay, cool. I was not alive. Nope. So with that, let me ask you this.
I was talking about Iran, the hostage situation.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, we definitely left quite a few Montagnards, like the Hill people there in Vietnam that were embedded with our special forces for years.
Yeah, so how long did that take to go back to some form of normalcy or?
I have no idea. I don't really care about Vietnam, to be honest. I mean, that's another situation where we shouldn't have been there in the first place. As far as how long it took to go back to normal, I mean, basically, people just kind of fucking went back home for a bit. There were still scuffles on the border and shit, but South Vietnam is still a relatively, actually, it's one of the more technologically advanced countries on Earth now.
Yeah, because they do a bunch of food shows over there, and
they have the best internet on the planet. No, I'm not kidding. As of like 2010, their average home internet was 50 megabits per second.
No shit.
Yes,
I didn't even have that in my house.
Well, you should these days. But, yeah. At any rate, yeah, it's none of this is good, and it brings up the next story here, which is kind of the same story, and it's a rhetorical question, which is
do you believe Biden and his generals?
Yeah.
And this fucking guy, Milley,
this is the critical race theory guy, by the way.
Yeah. I don't understand this at all. The premise that Biden is going with is that, one, everybody wanted to leave Afghanistan. Now this is true.
Yep.
Right. Two, that this outcome was unavoidable and unexpected, and how could an entire country be taking over in 11 days? The answer is simple. It wasn't.
I was talking about South Korea, not South Vietnam. South Vietnam sucks.
Okay.
A lot of textiles, though.
But here's the timeline that you've laid out here.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. So just to restate the premise, Biden is saying that...
It was all gone in 11 days.
Yeah, he's saying that... This was unexpected. General Milley says nothing in our intelligence suggested this might happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that happened? That happened is that the country fell to the Taliban in 11 days. I'm going to tell you right now why none of that is true. Complete fucking bullshit. So May, right? We talked about this on the American Party yesterday. We'll go through it briefly here, but if there is... if you want to go deeper.
Yeah, I'll read it. So starting in May, and this is according to your timeline that you guys talked about on American Party yesterday, military offensive begins by the end of the month, 15,421 Afghan districts.
15 out of the 421 Afghan districts were under Taliban control. June, another 69 districts were captured by the Taliban almost immediately at the beginning of the month. By the end of the month, 98 out of the 421, so almost a quarter of the districts by the end of June. Mm-hmm. Belonged to the Taliban. On the 25th of June, NBC News actually reported that they were surprised at the speed of the takeover. So this information is months old. This isn't even intelligence. This is the goddamn news.
Yeah.
That's talking about how they can't believe what had happened up until the point of June. They also captured that main road into Kabul during June. So July, 64 additional districts have been captured, including the second and third largest cities in the country. 1,800 Afghan troops had deserted those areas. Videos begin to emerge of the Taliban exacting retribution on anti-Taliban forces, including dragging women in the streets and beating them to death. All these videos are available. They're time-stamped. You can go look at them. On July 10th, the Taliban captured Panjwayi district in Kandahar province, as well as the border crossings with Turkmenistan and Iran. So by the end of the month, 162 out of the 421 districts, about 40% of the country, had been taken over by the Taliban by the end of July.
Right.
Right. So almost half of the country is under Taliban control by July. None of this shit that we're talking about in the news right now began until the 7th of August.
So this 11-day narrative is completely false, is obviously what you're
saying. This stuff has been going on since May. August 7th, rapid troop removal by the U.S. continues, and the Taliban executes its largest offensive yet to take over the remainder of the country. They began taking province after province until August 15th, 4 days ago, when Jalalabad fell, giving them the Taliban 26 out of the 34 provinces, right, in every major city except Kabul, which they took the next day. General Milley says, there was nothing that I or anyone else saw in the intel indicating Afghanistan would collapse in 11 days. So when people ask, how did Afghanistan fall in 11 days, the answer is simple. It didn't.
Right.
It fell in 3 months while we sat there with our fist up our fucking ass. So when Milley and Austin and Biden tell you how shocked they are that this happened, they're either incompetent or they're liars. Either way, all three of these people should be immediately removed from office. They are incompetent or liars.
So I watched this press conference with the three of these dicks, right? And Milley and Austin seemed shell-shocked by the questions that were coming at them from the press.
If you showed up back home, your kid's at home with the fucking babysitter right now. If you show up back home, and your kid's fucking holding a sword and their arms cut off, right? And the babysitter's like, oh, I'm shocked that this could have happened.
Yeah.
No, that's a fucking baby.
And that's a sword.
And that's a sword. And you let them sit there for that amount of time. What'd you think was going to happen, asshole? These people should be, I mean, fucking Milley and Austin are disgraces. They should be stripped of their military record entirely. They should be fucking court-martialed completely out of the military for lying to the American people. These motherfuckers.
Let me ask you this, because I simply just don't know. Did they come in with Biden during this administration?
Yes.
Or have they been there?
Well, Milley's been, he's a general. He's been around for a while. Lloyd Austin was commander of 18th Airborne Corps at one point, which I was actually, I was one of the color guard at his change of command ceremony in like 2006 or some shit. he rose up through the ranks. He became SecDef under Biden, to the dismay of the vast majority of the military community, because one, he's got a fuck ton of shares in different military industrial complex companies, one of which he worked for up until the point he was named Secretary of Defense. By the way, we did this story a couple months ago, I believe it was in May, about how in January and February, it was said that this particular contract for this particular company that Lloyd Austin used to work for wasn't going to get a DOD fucking deal. And all of a sudden, he gets named as the fucking Secretary of Defense, and then they get the deal one month later. They get this deal they weren't supposed to get. So you're telling me that this guy gives a fuck about America? No, he should walk into his fucking bathroom right now so he doesn't make too big of a mess and blow his fucking brains out in the shower. Fuck this piece of shit. Because he's left people out to dry. Yeah. And he's profited from it. That is a human piece of garbage. And this man doesn't deserve to breathe air.
What happens next with all of this? I mean, any chance that Biden looks at these guys and is like, look, you're fucking out of here?
No.
Like, how does that work?
I mean, somebody's got to fall on their sword at some point. The problem is Biden has walked up to the fucking podium and said, I don't give a fuck what you think. I did what I thought was right. We just didn't see it coming. Fuck you. And then walked off without taking questions. He turned the comments section off on his fucking press conferences. Yeah. That's not how that's done.
Wow.
Dude, Trump, for what it's worth, whatever you think about the man, would have stood there and argued with the press for 3 goddamn hours.
Yeah.
He never, I don't remember one time where he just gave fucking statements and walked out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's not the job. The job is to stand there and take the fucking heat. But this guy can't because he's got fucking dementia. You know what I mean? The shawl in his lap. That's what I think of. I think of FDR, but without any disease.
Without the wheelchair. Old. Yeah. My other question, too, that I posed earlier is, where's Kamala Harris?
Laughing somewhere. But uncomfortably. Making people uncomfortable.
The only thing that I could think of was, you know, when those Texas Democrats got on that plane, they all got fucking COVID, and she was with them. And then she went to Walter Reed on a Sunday, and they were like, no, that was scheduled on a Sunday afternoon for her to come there. I think she has COVID, got it from them. Obviously, that would be horrific optics.
Yeah.
If that were true. But typically, she should be there for all of this shit, and I haven't seen her, heard from her, anything. I could be wrong on that. Have you seen Kamala Harris anywhere?
New York Post ran an article yesterday, where is Kamala?
Yes.
She's been silent for 7 days, if you include today. I don't know. During the State of the Union, she bragged to Dana Bash that she was, I'm always the last person in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. Would you fall asleep? And Jesus Christ, say something, bitch. I mean, she's incompetent. What I think is there's some chance that she got COVID and they're trying to hide that, but more likely they're trying to not let her get stained by this. Right. So she can, after the fact, take some of the same shots that Biden took at Obama. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like the subtle stuff without necessarily associating herself with all of this. That's what I think is happening.
Or she's gotten horrible press already. I mean, she's just unlikable. And they're hiding her on purpose, where it's just like, all right, great. We can't throw this on top of you either, because you're going to get fucking nuked.
I mean, if that were the case, if she were that unlikable, they would have positioned her up front to take the hit, kind of like Junior Soprano in the first season of The Sopranos.
But you can't when you're not the president. And this is the president on this one, right?
I mean, you make a task force. She was the leader of the Afghan pullout task force, right? And you backdate that. People do this shit all the time.
You know what else they do is they sleep in ghost beds from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. The 40% off flash sale is still going on right now.
Yep.
Boom boom. You can peep that out. So that's a bundle package. You get an adjustable base, you get a mattress, you get pillow, do whatever you want. But once you bundle it together, you get 40% off. Or use the promo code Drinking Bros, and everything in the entire store is 30% off. The sheets, the adjustable bases by themselves, and the mattresses. They've also got a mattress deal with two free pillows right now. And I can promise you the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. I love it. They also have a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros if you have decent credits. And what they do is they got a running calculator on the side that'll tell you how much it is. You can walk out of there because all the deals you can put into that, a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, you walk out of there like $35-$38 a month for a brand new mattress set, which is a nice thing. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, Twitter once again proves it's the worst social media platform ever created. The propaganda arm of the government known as Twitter is testing new ways to censor free speech for normal citizens while allowing literal terrorists to operate on their platform. On Tuesday, Twitter announced that users in the U.S., South Korea, and Australia will have an option to report a tweet as misleading as part of its effort to control the minds of people all over the world. The feature is still being tested out to determine if it is an effective approach for controlling the mainstream narrative. To report a tweet, all users have to do is click on the three gray dots on the side of a tweet and select report the tweet option. The official Twitter account recently posted a tweet stating, "We may not take action on and cannot respond to each report in the experiment," which is a fun word to use, "but your inputs will help us identify trends so that we can improve the speed and scale of our broader misinformation work." God, that sounds awful familiar.
Well, if there's anybody I want to be in charge of deciding what is and isn't true, it's Jack Dorsey, who apparently is cosplaying a wizard as an adult in real life with that stupid goatee.
Pull up the adult picture of Jack Dorsey.
I was going to say, I have the... I think it's on here already. Not the Dorsey thing. Yeah, the how to report a tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pop that up.
Yeah. Look at
that.
So it's, you go, it's misleading, and then it goes to about politics, health, or something else.
What's the something else?
I don't know. I just accidentally reported something, though.
Here's what you guys...
Dan's account, here, so that's
here's,
fine.
Here's what you guys in the audience should do on Instagram and on Twitter. Go report every single thing the White House puts out as misinformation. See what happens.
See what happens.
Why not? Because it's true that it's misinformation. They're lying constantly.
Yeah.
So may as well see if this algorithm works correctly, I guess.
Were people reporting the Ric Flair photo? Like, because that would make me sad.
Well, if you said it was Ric Flair, because it wasn't, right?
Well, he's saying it's not him, but it definitely looks like him eating pussy. So
yeah, where are the independent fact checkers on this one?
Yeah, exactly. Like that, I need to know. Because I don't want to be misled on that. That's what I care about. But the rest of it, look, you could do that to anybody's tweet, anything you wanted to. It's a fucking mess.
I mean, why not do the same thing to Twitter and Instagram and Facebook that all of you assholes did to fucking Robinhood, AMC, and all this bullshit over the summer? Why not? Or over the winter, rather. Why not fucking use all this power against them, right? If somebody shows up with a fucking weapon and you disarm them, you're fucking plenty... well within your rights, in my opinion, to use that weapon then against them, right? So if they're going to create this weapon, let's all fucking use it. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I say. This is going to be a fucking disaster, and I don't know. I don't know how they're going to prove these things, and then because you're going to have to send back an exchange that says, "Hey, dude, this is why your tweet was taken down, or blocked, or restricted, or whatever it's going to be." The time and or money to go into this seems insane to me. Just come out and say, "Hey, we're a private group that's owned by the left, and whatever we want out there is what we're going to let out there. And if you don't agree with us, well, we're going to take your account, and we're not going to let you tweet or post anything and everything else."
It makes you wonder, though. I mean, look, the way that American politics works, how quickly it shifts from right to left and back, right, is from the perspective of a Wall Street person or an investor or a tech person, that is too short of a timeline to make your nut, right? Jack Dorsey, if he wanted to just get rich and go away, he would have done that by now because he's fucking rich as shit.
Yeah.
So that's clearly not the case. It is ego and power at play here. And it's the same thing with Zuckerberg. So if you think about it from that perspective, his allies aren't going to naturally be Democrats, or certainly not Republicans, but not necessarily Democrats or progressives either. It's going to be whomever is going to make him the most money long term. So who does he think is going to make him the most money long term? He's definitely pissing off quite a few people.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So that part, the people, as it were, doesn't seem to matter to any of these, to the Zuckerberg or to Jack Dorsey. That makes you, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That makes you think there's some larger entity at play that they're trying to satisfy, whatever it happens to be. The international community, maybe. Maybe it's just some ideal that they all espouse or hold to. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is some kind of cabal of people behind the scenes controlling things. I don't know. But it sure as shit isn't just Democrats. Like, don't, the forest for the trees here, folks. There's a lot more going on than just American politics. Because this shit is happening all over the fucking world. If you didn't see today the videos of Australian children being dragged against their will and vaccinated and shit like that. Fucking wake the fuck up, brother, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and Bob, on Twitter, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't like the Ayatollah Khomeini have a fucking account?
Does the fucking Ayatollah have a account, the goddamn PR director for the Taliban's got an account, dude. He's been tweeting nonstop this whole fucking time. Yeah, they're actually doing really well. If I was going to grade them, if this was post-draft show, I'd say B+ probably. I mean, look, you lose half a point for being the Taliban in the first place.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're doing pretty well.
No fucking way, dude.
Yep.
So what's the justification behind that? These guys are fine, but the president of the United States isn't. I don't really get it. I mean, what's your response and excuse for something like that?
I have no idea.
It's fucking insane.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen them respond. They said that the Taliban can maintain their account as long as they don't violate the terms of service, right?
Yeah, as long as the Taliban obeys the rules, they can stay on Twitter.
It's fine to kill people, drag people out in the street and all that shit. But just don't send a misleading tweet that we don't like or we're going to have to get you out of there. Don't say to not take the third and fourth booster shots of COVID. You'll be gone for that. But the rest of everything you guys are doing is sweet. So what do they post, Bob, on like a daily basis?
Yeah, they're pretty anti-vax.
I noticed when they stormed the city, they didn't have any mask on, and that was disappointing. But what are they posting? Because it can't be recruiting shit, right? Yeah, we don't know. They fucking know, though. That's my point.
I'm looking at the... Is the Taliban not considered a hate group?
I guess not. Because, like, if you were the Proud Boys or something, you couldn't get an account.
They operate under Sharia law. That seems intrinsically hateful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe not enough. Pop this guy up on
screen. And are people not constantly fucking reporting everything these motherfuckers say?
So here is, the Taliban's thing.
Yeah, we can't really read it.
Salah, okay. That's translated.
Yeah, I can translate. 1 year after the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, finally the embassy of our Islamic Emirate in Islamabad was closed. A reporter told me after an interview that he had once again won against the Soviet Union because the world was with him now, but the world is against you. I don't think it will succeed. I don't know what the fuck that means. But anyway, this guy's posting pretty frequently.
Yeah.
He's got 370,000.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's not handwriting. That's us.
I'm kidding.
Typeset.
But he's got 375,000 fucking followers.
Yeah. I mean, he's.
This guy is 310K.
It said 372,000 followers.
That's a lot, dude.
Anyways.
I don't have that, Bob.
I wonder if...
I used to before the election.
Whenever the Taliban thing falls through for him, is he going to get an OnlyFans as well?
Well,
Rachel Dolezal has got an OnlyFans where she posts feet pics.
And that's the next story here. Everybody's favorite non-black lady who pretended to be black but is actually white, Rachel Dolezal, just announced today on her Instagram, Bob, if you want to pull that up on Instagram, go ahead, that she's got an OnlyFans, which is a fun, flirty thing for you. I'm going to read here what she said. She says, yay, I got approved. Link in bio. My OnlyFans content launches September 1st. Swipe to see what my content plan is. 3 times a week. And others are sprinkled in for 12 plus content per month. And for only $3, 40% off. So I guess it was maybe $6.99 before,
yeah,
or
I guess, yeah.
$6.50 or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's interesting that she's still rocking the same hair. I figure she may have eased out of that.
No, at you got to play to who you who people.
That's
know
what they're
you
coming
for.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. Either to hate it or to love it. You know, they're coming for it.
And, yeah.
You know, I might as well give it a peep excuse.
For work. You got to do it for work.
Obviously,
you got to do it for work. But so here, here is the content schedule in case you really want to get down on some Rachel Dolezal on OnlyFans. Monday motivation. So that's going to feature gym, fitness, squats, and other stuff. And the N is just the N, not an IN, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I like that. That's fun and flirty. Wednesday workday, where subscribers will pay to watch her do other people's hair. So is that her work?
Is she in whose hair? White people or... Is she doing? Did she open like an ethnic hair care store in the Pacific Northwest or some shit? What is she? Where is she now?
If she starts doing fucking cornrows and shit,
that would be really funny.
Oh my god!
She should just move to Jamaica.
She might get my $3 if she does that.
She can do. She can do beads and braids on the fucking beach.
Yeah, man. Dude.
The three.
Why
bees.
Not? Why not? And then other. And this is going to be on another day. Just other random things, including random. Tasteful photos. Now, whenever somebody uses the word tasteful before writing,
it means
about
her butthole is
going to
be exposed. Yeah,
you're going to see her.
But it'll be in black and white.
Rusty Sheriff's badge.
It'll be a black and white butthole. That's what tasteful means.
Like, gotcha. The photo itself. I didn't know if you meant racially.
Well, I mean, it's going to be one of the two, I guess. Like the tops of her feet might be black and the bottom white, right?
Well, no. So then here's where it gets a little nasty. And foot pics. So foot pics is on here. And Bob, I don't know if you can pull up the foot pic, but she put an example up here on Vice of the feet pics that she's going to be posting. Now, whoever took these photos, this is not. Giorgio, you're a photographer. Do you want to rank the feet pics here?
These feet pics? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The weird thing to me is there's a fly on one of her toes. And I don't know if that's intentional.
That's the fly for Mike Pence. So.
Oh, got
yeah,
it, got it,
that's
it.
Called a collab, Ross. Yeah. The fly had a big Twitter following. Yeah. So I think he like promoted that he was going to be collabing with.
Or
her
it's Jeff Goldblum.
Could be.
Post-op.
Could be.
Or if you call that an operation, I guess. It's not really an operation.
Yeah,
sure.
Not at all.
More of a transformation.
If you pull up that Vice article, Bob, type in Rachel Dolezal Vice. It's got the photos in there of the feet pics here. I'm looking at it. And
man, she is so white.
It appears as if there's some form of like tanning lotion on the feet and toes themselves.
Well, you know, you gotta keep those.
Keep scrolling down,
moist.
Bob. There you go. Boom,
oh wow! Oh
is.
Wow!
Let's put that full screen. Look at that.
Yeah, I definitely think that's the Pence fly. Yeah, I
can you pull up the Pence fly and put them next to each other so we can see? It? Does she have a chip? Go back to that image. Does she have a chip in her toenail?
I think so. What? Yeah.
She didn't even get her fucking toenails done for the photo shoot,
I think she had to walk out there across the rocks. That's
is that
dangerous.
A real fly or is that a photoshopped in fly?
Great question, because that was what I was wondering.
Where's the
as
fly?
Well, and is that a fetish, Giorgio? You know this world. Like, is her killing a fly with her other foot part of the sexual
killing
fetish?
The fly or fly game, fly gate?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. We do have the flies side by side, so I don't know if Dan wants to cut back and forth between the two. That is the Dolezal fly, Pence fly, Dolezal fly, Pence fly.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that all flies look alike or anything like that, because that would be insensitive. But
obviously.
No, I
all
do
flies
think
matter.
The camera on the Pence fly may have added 5 pounds, or maybe just it lost weight for to meet Rachel Dolezal. But
That's a nice fly though. Look at that. I think it's a sexual. You gotta do that for a sexual kind of fetish, I think. But the beauty is in the Vice article, it says that, Jesus Christ, Dolezal is wearing a purple gown and posing for a photographer against a tree with both feet emerging from under the gown's hem, and a fly sits perched on her big toe.
Good Lord.
In a moment of pure serendipity. So they're calling this an accident, a beautiful accident. Is what they're calling it.
If a fucking bird had landed on you or something, it's a fly, dude. Flies are attracted to fecal material. Wash your feet, bitch. Get your goddamn toenails done before you start taking pictures. God damn it. Dan, she needs an Instagram husband. That's what she needs. That's the problem here. You know what an Instagram husband is, right?
Yeah.
Everybody in the audience knows what that means. And a husband who fucking stands there and takes pictures of your fucking wife on the beach.
Yeah.
When you don't want to because she wants it.
Yeah, she wants it. Dolezal's got to have that. Georgia, would you do it? Do you think, would you fuck her?
Nah, I'm good.
You're kidding, Georgia. A guy like you?
For the like story,
she,
maybe?
I mean, like, is she famous enough?
Yeah, she pretended.
Yes.
She was the fucking, the state president of an NAACP chapter, bro.
Yes.
That makes you intrinsically famous. I'm just saying that being a white woman to do that. While pretending to be black, there's a level of fame there.
I think you've got to put that on your resume. If you get the opportunity to fuck her, you do it, right?
Yeah, I don't have to go down on her, do I?
No one's asking that.
That's between you, her, Trevor Bauer, Omar Vizquel, and whoever else you're going to get involved.
And the fly. I would ask the fly's permission.
Yeah, obviously. I mean,
true.
Yeah.
I mean,
or at least make sure the fly's over 18.
You almost fucked somebody less famous than her in L.A.
Yeah.
Who was it? Oh, no. She's more famous. She's won an Emmy.
Yeah, and there was no almost to that whatsoever, but.
It's Laverne Cox. It's a transvestite. Right?
A transvestite is a man who dresses in women's clothing.
I'm sorry. A transsexual. I apologize.
Or actually, I don't even know transsexual is the right word.
No, I think I got it wrong.
Is it transmission?
What is it?
Transistor.
Are we? Because we're not allowed to say tranny.
Transistor.
What are we supposed to say? Transistor? Okay. Transistor radio. But that almost happened one night, and Giorgio swiped when we were in L.A., and you woke up the next morning. You were a little ashamed of yourself, but also you didn't know.
Instead of being ashamed of yourself, you should just be impressed by the passing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't do anything necessarily. All you did was get momentarily tricked, and we've all been momentarily tricked. Right?
Yes.
Like pretty much everybody that voted for Biden saying that he had really great fucking foreign policy experience.
They seem to still be tricked.
Yeah. Well, no, they're turning on him pretty rapidly.
A lot of people are saying you should post feet pics in your OnlyFans, Giorgio. It could boost it. It could boost it. Speaking of OnlyFans, that'll lead us into our next story. We got breaking news on OnlyFans. As of October, they will be getting all the pornographic videos off of OnlyFans. And that's a shame because that's what it was invented for.
Well, no. I mean, the guy that invented it has lamented that fact quite a bit. But, you know, lean into it, bro.
Yes. So I'm looking at OnlyFans' finances here. Last year alone, they made $2 billion on OnlyFans. That's a B on that, on OnlyFans. I'm going to guess, I don't know, I'm going to throw out a number here. $1.99 billion was probably made off of porn.
Yeah.
Maybe 100.
I mean, there's a lot of musicians doing album releases and stuff over there now, basically turning it into MySpace, like a monetized MySpace at this point. But even then, it's mostly fucking dicks and pussies, right?
Yeah.
Probably some buttholes in there as well. Yeah. But I don't think they're going to ban pornographic images. They're just going to ban actual sex, right?
Well, I'll read the statement according to Variety here. OnlyFans, which has amassed a base of more than 130 million users. Jesus Christ, that's a lot. Largely for adult-oriented subscription fan pages, announced it will ban sexually explicit content this fall. The UK-based company is saying it is making the changes to comply with the requests of our banking partners and payout providers. And that's going to go into effect on October 1st, 2021. Giorgio, you have how many people would you say you're subscribed to?
That I personally am subscribed to or are subscribing to me?
Not to you. We know yours is like, what, 18? What, like?
That fluctuates, but I'm subscribed to, I probably support 10 different women.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And based on what they're saying now, are you going to be able to follow their feed?
If what?
If they pull all the pornography off of it.
There will still be content for me to view there, if that's what you're asking. Yes, I will still, there will still be content for me to view.
Sure. And just out of curiosity, because I don't know, Giorgio, what content is that?
Photos and videos.
Okay.
I think it's just they'll be edited more, Ross. So the things will be left out.
So look, here's the statement from OnlyFans. Creators will continue to be allowed to post content containing nudity as long as it is consistent with our acceptable use policy. The site's terms currently allow nudity except in the case of content featuring public nudity recorded in or broadcast from a jurisdiction where public nudity is illegal.
I bet they allow it in their pay-per-view and not on their posting.
Ah,
I bet that's where it goes.
Got it. Mm-hmm. What's the pay-per-view option there?
It's basically like you wake up and you get like a DM. It's most likely an automated DM. And then there's like, hey, here's a cute picture of me waking up, rubbing my sniz in the morning. Pay $5 to unlock it.
Okay. This seems like Tumblr, man. This is going down the Tumblr road to me. Once Tumblr got rid of the porn, that fucking thing cratered, dude.
But that was more of like free discovery of porn.
Yes, man. I think we're
or like a curation.
I think this is going to end up bad. And what this sounds like is like PayPal and all these guys were going to pull the fucking plug on this shit so they couldn't get paid at all.
Start your own fucking company.
Yeah.
To process the money then. What the fuck? It's not like PayPal did it. Elon Musk wasn't in the fucking... Well, he didn't have anything to do with PayPal, really, did he? He didn't. he profited from the other guy's work, basically.
Yeah. Well,
he fucking Zuckerberged everybody at PayPal. That's what really
happened. Maybe they should use basic attention token.
Bat? No, yeah. Nobody's getting bat, brother.
No one should pay each other in bat for...
I can't even get it right now.
I mean, if they flipped over to an entirely crypto system, that might work, and it would work well for them. I mean, how many cryptos exist?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. How many cryptos exist that for the last 3 or 4 years have a year-over-year average increase of like 100 to 3,000%? You know what I mean? So if you're taking money in crypto and put in as a company, mm-hmm. you are making a fucking ton of money, way more than you would have otherwise made.
I can't answer that question, Dan, but what I can answer is CoinMarketCap shows 11,330 different cryptos on 395 different exchanges, which is where you purchase those different cryptocurrencies. So there's a lot, and then you can turn it into whatever you want to, and then you can turn that back into USD. And you know, so just give me some AMP token for my dick pics, and we'll be good.
There was a story on the Austin local news this morning about there's two kids that are mining Ethereum here in Texas. And they're making $30,000 a month mining Ethereum.
I question that because of the energy costs here, but maybe I'll look into it.
I watched it this
gas
morning.
Gas prices are up.
Maybe they're
gas prices are huge right
maybe
now.
Maybe they're stealing.
So like, you can't even buy your NFT. Real quick, just if the word or the phrase gas prices confuses anyone. So like, I have to buy the NFT or get it from someone. I have to pay Ethereum because it's built on the Ethereum chain to like validate that transaction to do it for me, to process it. It's kind of like the Visa or the MasterCard. So like, and these gas fees are how much Ethereum it costs to process that transaction. Right now, they're like $60 per transaction. It's literally insane.
Yeah. Jacob Nichols asking, Georgia, any update on the Lisa Ann sitch? No, but I talked to her.
Did you really?
Yes. She.
Behind my back?
She's
Ross.
What's up? No, it wasn't for you, actually. It wasn't for you. She said that she goes to the gym, works out every day, and then does her shows and all that other stuff. Part of her gym routine says that she goes to a basketball court and makes 50 shots. She has to make 50 shots. And then
what is
she,
fucking Steph Curry?
That's what I said. I said, look, I will play you in a game of horse and absolutely smash you anytime, anywhere. And she said, game on, motherfucker, let's go. So we will set that up in the near future. I can promise you that. What if she had fucking mad horse skills? Like,
yeah, what if
amazing.
She smashes you?
I know, It'd be embarrassing for sure, but that's not going to happen.
Ethereum has a 617% increase since this time last year. I think what's Bitcoin's like, it's been fluctuating a lot this year, but it's like 1,000% increase, I believe. Is that right?
I'll check.
It's close. Yeah. It's close.
So if you, let's just say you got paid all of your salary in Ethereum last year and it was $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, be worth a lot more than that.
Congratulations.
It would be worth 600 times that amount.
Yeah.
Right? Or I'm sorry, 6 times that amount, not 600 times that amount. 600% increase. So you would have made $600,000 on a $100,000 salary. So think about that as a business is doing billions of dollars. If you did $2 billion of revenue and it was all in Ethereum even, you would have made fucking $12 billion. You would have fucking 6x'd your company.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know why more of these companies aren't just doing that.
Well, look, one of our sponsors, MyBookie.com, promo code DRINKINBROS, which will double your deposits for anybody who's new to MyBookie.com, is taking Bitcoin. So if you're looking to bet on college football and NFL and all that other stuff, they're taking Bitcoin on there. They're taking crypto, dog. I've already got my locks of the season in, by the way. Talked about them yesterday with Kirk Herbstreit. I've got Georgia beating Clemson week one. The spread is 4, so you're getting 4 points on that, which is fun. And then Tampa Bay is going to smash the Cowboys at -6.5 on that. They're going to win by easily more than a touchdown for the opening game of the season. And that'll lead us to our fun, flirty new store. D'Anthony, why don't you tell us about it with the new hats? We got the new $40 hats.
Yeah, we've... For a couple of days, the regular hats, the 20, I think they're going to be like $25 or whatever. You can see one right over there. You see me wearing them sometimes. They went up for a while, but they're pre-ordered. And I didn't want the pre-orders to get confused with their order and have your orders of other shit held up. So if you saw those come down at the site, that's why. They're still on the way there. But right now, because you guys are idiots and have had this 6-year fucking joke about $40 hats, We had a really nice version of all the logos on the hats made on this FlexFit hat, and it's $40. I mean, technically, we should be charged a little bit more for it, but I thought it was funny to troll, I guess, ourselves. Inside jokes are fun. I enjoy them. So you can go to drinkerbros.com/store. It'll take you to the featured products, but you can see all the products down there as well. Got American Party hats. We got the mug logo, the double mug, and... Canon logo. Most of those have dicks in them somewhere or other. We got a defund politicians hat in all white. That'll really pop when you go to those family events over the holidays this year. So you can start some fights with your family. And of course, we've got the Drinker Bros Pornhub shirt or a logo on a hat here as well. There's all kinds of stickers. We made bigger stickers than the last ones. And we even made, so we've got 6-inch vinyl stickers instead of 3 now because those other ones were too small.
Yep.
And we made bumper sticker size, and the Drinker Bros P Hub, the Defund Politicians, and the APAC stickers. So there's a lot of shit on there. Also flags that are weatherproof, you know, blah, blah, blah.
My favorite thing about the hats, the one that you're wearing today, is when people see them and they start laughing, it's like, hey, dude, you shouldn't know what this is. Unless you're addicted to pornography.
Yeah. Anybody that double takes at it, I always fucking make eye contact with them. Same. And I just stare at them. I'm like, you know what this is. You know what this is.
My son asked if this was a penis, by the way.
Actually, I was wearing this in my the hat in my place the other day, and they were doing the fire alarm test.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 maintenance dudes were cruising around the building, and they came into my apartment and we're listening to it, and the guy saw me put the hat on and goes, oh, I'm a member of the Drinking Bros Austin group. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm on the show. You should come out and fucking hang out at the studio sometime. I didn't know one of the employees there actually watched the show. It's pretty fucked up. I don't know how safe that is for me. Not that he would do something, but then he's going to tell all the other employees, and they're going to judge me and shit.
Oh, they'll all judge you. They'll all judge
I don't you mind getting judged. I just need to be aware that it's
as
happening.
As soon as you know somebody's listening to the show, you're like, okay, all right. Next up, Governor Wheelchair. Has COVID. Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently announced that he has tested positive for COVID, even though he's vaxxed, by the way, which is crazy. On Tuesday, the governor posted a tweet saying, as many of you have heard, I have COVID. Right now, I have no symptoms such as fever or aches or pains. Thanks for the well wishes from around the country. I will remain engaged every day to govern the great state of Texas. God bless you all and God bless Texas. Abbott has obviously been one of the leaders of the fight against government mandates regarding COVID and signed multiple executive orders banning proof of vaccination and mask mandates. The announcement may seem like a win for his opponents, but it may have actually helped justify the skepticism. If a guy in a fucking wheelchair...
With 3 shots, by the way.
Yes.
He's triple-dosed.
Triple-dosed. Bang, 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 bang. Can still get COVID.
He's got a fucking IV of COVID vaccine flowing through him at all times.
Yes.
He doesn't give a shit. He's like, huh? He's clearly not scared of getting the vaccine. And nor should you be, by the way. I don't think there's any real risk there in the short term. Not 1 shot or 2, maybe. Every 4 to 8 months for the rest of your life might be a problem, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll get there when we get there, right? Yeah. He was vaccinated on the 22nd of December the first time on live television in hopes that to ensure that people wouldn't think that there's something weird with the vaccination going on.
Yeah, I was watching it.
It's enough of these.
Broke into the news.
Enough of these vaccines are just floating around. By the way, that if a scientist would be able to, any skeptic would be able to get their hands on one relatively easily enough to tell if there's something weird in there. Now you can debate the merits of using a vaccine this early in the viral process, and we can have that debate all day. But this isn't 12 monkeys, motherfucker. I mean, it's, come on, man. Yeah. If you're on the side that says this thing isn't that serious, then the fucking vaccine for it is not going to be that serious either. That's kind of how that works.
Yeah.
All these people like trying to stick spoons to their arms. Get the fuck out of here, man. Come on. Let's talk about government control and these people trying to use fear to control us, not some fucking liquid in a goddamn vial. God damn it. Anyways. This is, I don't know what point they're going to try to make here.
I don't either.
You know what I mean?
You know, because the other thing too was like when those Democrats fled Texas, are they still, and they're still not back yet, right? They're still just chilling out.
Some of them are back. I mean, an arrest warrant was issued for them, and some of them have come back and they've been
doing shit.
Yeah. I don't know if they voted yet. I don't know what the status of that is actually.
But
I know some of them,
11 or 12 of them ended up getting COVID on that trip, but they said that they were all vaxxed and that they were fine. So how is it different, I guess, and why is this a news story? The only thing that I find curious about it is, again, if you are vaxxed, and he has been, and people keep getting COVID, same with like the Olympics and everything else.
Right.
What's the problem then?
Well, the problem is that people who are in those high-risk categories that are not vaccinated are going to find themselves in the hospital more frequently.
That's their fucking problem. Go get vaxxed if you want.
It is technically their problem. I'm just trying to play devil's avocado here. That is, I agree with you, their problem and should indeed be their decision.
Yeah.
And it should be their decision when it comes to their children as well. So these mandates for schools and stuff are completely out of line. However, the point that they're making is that, well, now you're going to overrun the hospitals. And it is happening in some places where hospitals are getting overwhelmed. It is a temporary situation, though. It lasted in the UK for about a month to 40 days. It'll last here in each location that it happens, a month to 40 days. The problem is with the U.S. press, they will try to tell you that the spike in City A is the same as spike in City Z.
Yeah.
And there will be 4 months apart, and they'll be like, COVID's been running rampant in this country for 4 months. Oh, again, the Delta variant. But that's not really true. There's been spots where it's run rampant for a month at a time, right? But never for 4 months in any location, because we've already seen it globally. It's not going to happen like that. Yeah. So they're trying to make rules that last forever for a situation that's going to last a month. That's bad business. That is the Patriot Act, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
But isn't that where we're ultimately headed, or where they want us to be headed, is that they control everything we do, we know. We know they're doing it, they know where we are and everything else. Because I mean, I that's the way I feel about fucking the phone, listening to you and all this other shit. Like, we're just headed that direction where we're all just kind of machines who are going to be barcoded eventually, right?
Yeah, more or less.
Kids are born and then you put a barcode on them and you scan it and they,
I just want to do this Terminator. I mean, even the Terminator is turned on us.
Yeah,
fuck, man. I thought he went. The first installment, he was a murderer. Second installment and third installments, he's helping us out, I think, against the liquid dude and then against the girl.
Robert Patrick, yeah.
Yeah, then against the girl.
Sarah Connor.
The fucking,
sure.
No. The Terminator 3, the one with that.
I didn't see the third one.
Yeah. And then he's a villain again, kind of, with the Christian Bale.
Sure.
Version John Connor or whatever the fuck it was called. I don't remember, Terminator or something.
I didn't see that one
either. And then he came, I think he's back as a hero again or something. I don't know what's happening with Sylvester Stallone, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. But
same guy.
That, remember that video of him smoking the cigar? Mm-hmm. I'll smoke my stogie wherever I want because I'm freedoms.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And now it's just like, fuck your freedom. I'm like, oh yeah, come take it from me, old man. I'll shoot you right in your fucking face 80 or 90 times. Right? And then shit in your mouth.
He would live, though. He's the Terminator.
He might, yeah.
He's the Terminator.
That's the problem. You got to blow him up, I think.
That's what happens. Next up, after resigning as governor, Andrew Cuomo is looking to continue suckling the taxpayer teat. After recently announcing his resignation, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has filed retirement paperwork that will give him $50,000 a year for the rest of his life. I didn't know you got that with governor.
I think they should give him $50,000. Like, the government of New York should hire Chuck Liddell for $50,000 one time a year to beat the Christ out of this motherfucker. That's what he should get for that $50,000. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, how many kids do you have to fucking kill? Or our kids? How many old people do you have to kill before somebody gives a shit?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
It's weird to me that... I guess I never knew any of this shit behind the scenes of like what the pensions were and everything else. Because you take a guy like Adam Kinzinger, right? Mm. Where you're like, why are you doing this? Why the fuck are you doing this and then becoming this person? Well, shit, if this is what goes on behind the scenes and you get these crazy pensions and payments for the rest of your life and all that other shit, then yeah, that gives you more incentive to stay in office. So, I mean, with $50,000 a year for the rest of your life, you don't have to do dick.
Yeah.
He got 5.1 for that book deal. Let alone whatever the fuck else he's going to do. So, you know, I will say this. His brother finally came back and talked about it for...
Did he? What did he have to say?
About a minute and a half. He just said, look, you know, I'm aware of the scandal with my brother and blah, 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 blah. But we're going to move on from that because Afghanistan now is taking over. Mm. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, man. The guy keeps getting bailed out by a worldwide... disease or just a country takeover, everything. It's fucking insane to me. But yeah, nobody said two words about it because it was the same day that Afghanistan got taken over.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? But $50,000 a month, my God, dude. The Empire Center also stated that based on Cuomo's annual pay and years of service, they would estimate he would be eligible for $4,222 per month in retirement income or $50,662. Like, yes, that is close to $51,000 for the rest of his fucking life, dude. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Look at that. Become governor, dude. You don't really have to do shit. You can kill 50, 60,000 old people, and then you can get a $50,000 retirement package the rest of your life. Not bad. If you couple that with Social Security, shit, you don't really have to work ever again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty good on that. What was the salary as governor? What'd you get for that shit?
It's probably like
250 a year,
probably 300 grand, something like that. 360 in that state.
225.
Oh wow, that's,
shit!
That's the highest in the country.
The highest in the country, 225 for government.
That's not enough to live on, dude.
Well, not in New York.
No,
well, if you were in South Dakota. Albany, it might be.
Maybe in Albany, in the governor's mansion. Yeah, with private security, and I'm assuming they feed you, right?
Like yes.
The president at the White House doesn't pay for his lunch.
No, you
right?
you do.
The president owes for all that shit, I'm pretty sure. For meals and shit like that.
Oh,
the White House
give you a chef?
The White House chef cooking for them, they pay for the like the first family has to pay for that shit.
I don't believe that, Bob.
If that is true, I don't want it to be. That's weird, man. That's weird.
The president pays for the first family's groceries, pays for meals himself, his family, personal guests. Because that was a plot point, mm-hmm. I think in the movie Dave or something. Where like they went back through the records. Oh no, it was a plot point in the movie. Wasn't the one with Jack Lemmon and
Odd Couple?
No. Their ex presidents, my fellow Americans.
Man, no one saw that.
Yeah, you're
great movie.
This is the whitest conversation that's ever happened
of all time.
Anyway, they do. Yes,
they're bleeding subscribers.
Only people with Sperry shoes can understand what you're saying right now.
Don't serve this country in combat and not know what the whitest people wear.
Yeah, Sperry's, like, dude. A lot of people wear Sperry's.
They're boat shoes.
Yeah.
Boat shoes, yeah.
And I own a boat, and I still don't know what those are. So that shows you how white you are.
Nautical theme got me an Afghan.
Fuck all this shit. I mean, this guy's a clown. I honestly, if we could pay Chuck 50 grand a year to beat this guy's ass, that would be
great.
Honestly,
Chuck would do it,
and I would pay another. We would give $50,000 to charity and $50,000 to him to beat the guy's ass. And to be honest, Chuck would probably give that $50,000 to charity too. He would jump at the chance to beat the Christ out of this piece of shit.
It's amazing. Next up, we got a little bit of purejerkyco.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 10% off. It's the best jerky we've ever had. This is a local company here in Austin that we've partnered up with. They've got two flavors. And one of the best chefs in Austin. If you've had a better jerky in your life, you can slap me in the face. But all I ask is that you give me the jerky. I just want to taste it and compare it. It is currently gone from our entire office. Everybody keeps eating this shit.
Yeah.
And it is fucking gone. I don't even think there's any in this box, to be honest. I think it's a prop now because everybody's eating it. Well, it's gone. That's how great it is, for real. It was a happenstance that a friend of ours gave us some. We all ate it and we're like, holy shit, this is the greatest jerky of all time. You can go to their site, purejerkyco.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS, get 10% off. 4 bags for like $25, 8 for $50. Try it. If it's not the best you've had, again, you can slap me when you see me in the streets, but I want the jerky that is beaten. It's huge fan of purejerkyco.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS gets you 10% off. I'm on a subscription now, and it just goes to my house, so these fucking jackals don't eat it, but you can do the same. The subscription is amazing. Go to purejerkyco.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS, 10% off. Next up, speaking of Austin, Austin home prices are skyrocketing. My God, don't we know it. If you're selling a home in Austin, now is the perfect time to do it. As real estate prices continue to rise across the U.S., homes in Austin have been selling for $100K or more past the asking price. While a few other cities had more properties sold, none have experienced as big as a percent in rise in homes selling more for more than their listed value here. This is from Redfin, by the way.
Yeah. This is fine, by the way. I mean, what you do in these situations is just wait. It's like if you walk into a bar and you see somebody you really don't like, but they're already in a fist fight with another person you also don't like, let them fight, and then you go whip the winner's ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's honorable, but it is smart. Smart. Right? So fucking just relax, everybody.
It's smart. So here's what's happening here, and we know this because it's going on all the way around us. Everybody's moved out of California, essentially, and all these tech companies have come here. There wasn't enough housing to prepare for all of this shit. I mean, how could you, I guess? And no. Especially with the pandemic, a lot of people wanted land, property, and everything else. Mm-hmm. So they're coming here, and the prices are through the roof. Full disclosure on my house, it is more than doubled. People are just going through the neighborhoods from families to realtors, just offering cash, like straight up for houses and shit. It is fucking nuts here, dude. I've never seen anything like what's going on. And it's hard to decide what you want to do. I know that's the topic of conversation amongst like the neighbors and at like, you know, dinners and things like that. When we go out, everybody's kind of whispering to each other of like, hey, dude, do we sell this and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to rent for a little while and see what happens, to be honest. I mean, you could, if the kid was already gone to college and shit like that, then I might consider buying building right now and then being ready at any moment to sell that bitch and get the fuck out before the market starts to crash. But, you know, it's not, I don't think it's worth it right now. So we'll build something.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem too, is if you're building, they're trying to charge you for the lumber and the concrete prices, which are high right now. And they're like, oh, well, hey, this is going to change. You got to sign this contract really quickly so you can get yourself a deal and whatever. And you're like,
I'm just going to buy the property separately and then negotiate with the builder. That's what I recommend doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buy a piece of property that you like and then negotiate.
That's
separately.
What's going on. Bob, you're buying here, out in the Dripping Springs. What was the process for you?
It was really fucking fast. It was essentially go out there once, talk to them, go out there a second time, sign the contract, and had to do it then to get locked into the price that month because it was going to go up the next month. Mm-hmm. And then from there, just picking shit out.
How long is the build? Do they give you a build time?
Like 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
So no, I take that back. The bit, like, if you like first hammer and a nail to finish is like 8 months, but they can't even get started on it for 4 months because they're backed up and shortages and shit like that.
They use air powered nail guns, but yeah, it'd probably be better just to buy the land and then hire a builder you want or project manager and get exactly the house
Lloyd,
that you design.
Lloyd Burke said he'll build my house for me. So,
well, look, when you have young kids though, it's tough, man, because you got to get them into
that. That would
place.
Be Red Horse
it's
Built.
Like, yeah,
what?
That would be Red Horse Built.
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, it's a thing Lloyd does on the Jack Sesh where he gets Jack to impersonate Red Horse members.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Red Horse?
Everybody knows Red Horse.
Yeah. Clearly, everyone doesn't. I don't. Yeah. What the fuck is Red Horse?
Yeah, it's a military thing you wouldn't understand, Dan. So,
like, you know. What is Red Horse? Somebody tell me or we're not moving on. I will fucking ruin this show.
Giorgio, tell him.
You got it, Ross.
No, I don't.
Neither one of you know what you're talking
about.
It's a unit
in the Air Force, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know any Air Force stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Jack pretends to be from that unit in the Air Force.
So
so it's probably not real then, because he usually
it's real.
When he steals Valor, it's usually weird.
It's real, and so he keeps driving it home everywhere. So like, didn't he buy like a hat? In a shirt
Lloyd,
to go with it.
Lloyd got it from him.
That's right.
And Lloyd got him the OG official Red Horse merch.
Yeah, I do kind of remember that because Jack mentioned to me that he uses this very obscure merch that he has now from Lloyd to, like, it's pretty convincing to people.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody would just have that shit.
Is it right? Insulting to call a unit's attire or uniform merch?
I mean, nobody knows him for anything else, so you may as well. Look. If you go to the Buckle or something, you're probably going to run into some at some point over the next 5 years, because it kind of goes in and out of style, a camo jacket with an 82nd Airborne or 101st Airborne patch on
it,
and then upside down rank for some reason. I don't know why they do that, but no one knows who the fuck Red Horse is. That's all I was trying to say. But yes, you can build my fucking house.
Speaking of which, in Drinking Bros Sports, tomorrow, private page on Facebook, our fantasy football drafts will be filling up for the leagues and all that other stuff. The draft is actually on September 1st. Subscribe to Drinking Bros Sports on that, but you will get a signed jersey from Chet Scovelin, a.k.a. Jack Mandeville, which is amazing. So it's an actual jersey. That fucking thing was like $175.
Too. Yeah, I know. And now I'm going to have to get one as well. So that's another $175. Do they do bulk?
No, they don't. And the Bills fans flooded the goddamn site. So I think all you can get is like smalls. No lie on the NFL site. Bills Mafia is real. Those motherfuckers are awesome, dude.
We need to get those Chet Scolan jerseys to wear to the fucking October 10th Bills at Chiefs game.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Because the Chiefs that's one stadium where you can wear, they're real rivals, the Raiders. You can wear rival colors and you're going to get some heat, but you're not going to get fucking beaten to death in the parking lot.
Everybody's cool. But I wonder if our boy Brad is listening, who threw that last tailgate party. We're coming, dude, as long as there's no mask.
There's four Drinking Bros tailgates.
Yeah.
Remember
we combined them, right?
Yeah. It's going to be a shit show. Oh, that tent's supposed to arrive today, so we're going to set that thing up and see how big it is.
Oh, fuck yeah,
dude. Got a Drinking Bros tent.
Fuck yeah. Next up, experts worry that China may accidentally put a death ray in space. As if the news couldn't get any more fun this week. On Wednesday, China announced plans for a solar energy station to orbit Earth by 2030. The station will generate 1 gigawatt of power, which is enough to sustain a large city.
Not quite enough, though, to take the DeLorean back to the future.
No.
Because it was 1.21 gigaguts, or whatever the fuck gigawatts. They said. Yeah. 1.21, so they're about 0.21 gigawatts short of being able to power the DeLorean. What was the fucking point? I don't care if it happens in 2030 or 2040. I want the goddamn DeLorean to operate correctly,
yes.
Motherfucker. That was the whole point of this goddamn movie. We're in a movie, right? This isn't real.
None of this is real. And there's a DeLorean doc right now on Netflix if you want to check
John it out. Goddamn DeLorean.
Yeah. Marty! 1.21 gigawatts. The massive solar array would then direct the sun's intense beams toward power plants out at sea, where it would then be used to heat ocean water to generate electricity. Some scientists have pointed out that the beam could also be used to wipe out a city, either purposefully or accidentally. Should the orbital station be knocked out of alignment, the massive amount of heat, light, and radiation would cause near apocalyptic amounts of damage.
Yeah.
To anything in its path.
So if any of the satellites that Elon Musk has abandoned in space, which by the way constitute most of the space debris that we're dealing with right now, is Elon Musk failed experiments. If any of those happen to run into this goddamn thing, right?
Oof.
And it just fucking veers over 5 degrees. Well, 5 degrees from 93 million miles is pretty far.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to see it in operation somewhere other than here just to see what it looked like, because that sounds kind of cool.
Sure.
To be honest. But,
sure, this sounds like a disaster, but here's what I've learned, if I've learned anything about China over the last 2 years, is the United States will do nothing anyway, so
yeah.
It doesn't matter. If they want to build this, Biden will probably help them, and that's it. That's what's going to happen.
This is they're just going to build how funny would it be, honestly, if you just started seeing slow pictures of construction over time, and they're like, wait a minute, that's the goddamn Death Star. Are they really building this? The fuck? Like, it's that image of the early construction stages of the Death Star in the second fucking movie, right? That would be fucking really funny.
It'd be great.
I would like, if I looked up and saw that, I'd be like, well, we're going to die, but at least that's pretty fucking funny, right?
It reminds me of Real Genius.
Yeah.
Where they were up there nuking shit from the sky with lasers, and then they filled the guy's house full of popcorn at the end.
That showed him. I'm sure that shut down that entire government project.
Easily.
And they definitely didn't throw any of those kids in jail for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, no, they all went on to prosperous careers.
I wonder if that's how Val Kilmer got cancer.
Maybe. He got too close to that laser. Yeah. But again, if you're willing to accept that a government created a virus in a lab that has killed 7 million people worldwide and you're not going to do anything about it, then you're definitely not going to do anything about a fucking death laser, brother. That's a fucking walk in the park, dude, at that point. So yeah, that's probably going to happen. So look out for that laser somewhere around 2030. Hopefully it hovers right over our studio and takes us all out, because I don't need to be in this world anymore.
That'd be a really cool way to die.
It'd be great. What happened?
Whenever you get to hell.
What happened to your dad? He got lasered to death. He did? Yeah, that death laser from China. Mm. Turns out one of Elon Musk's Teslas that he chucked up into space. It kind of kicked back around, and it was weird. Death rays laser knocked out your dad. RIP, obviously.
Yeah.
Last but not least, scientists are surprised when lab-grown brain tissue spontaneously develops functional eyes. Mm. Yeah.
That's kind of how stem cells work, though.
Yep. And this is fake news, but this is actually a real story.
Yeah.
And this is scary as shit.
The tiny brain organoids, as they're called, have developed two optic cups, mirroring the development process of eyes in human embryos. The optic cups appeared after just 30 days of development and became clearly visible after 50 days. Researchers hope to use the organoids to help study brain-eye interactions during embryo development and model congenital retinal disorders, things like that. If you can track it on that rapid of a time frame, you can do a lot of testing to see how eyes develop and how you might be able to fix them when they go bad, right? Because that's a big problem for people, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. And let's be real. This is probably the least dangerous thing that's happening. China's been sewing faces on monkeys for the last couple of years. I don't know why.
Bill Gates has got fields full of fucking little tiny brains growing from grounds right now as we speak.
It looks like,
and you can probably just pick one right off the side of the highway.
It looks like the Matrix.
Yeah, so you can just go get a little tiny miniature brain and then kind of figure shit out.
So these mini brains were grown from stem cells, so they have the potential to grow into anything. It's interesting though, and we'll see what the papers they write on this afterwards suggest. But it's interesting to think about. Stem cells, not only do they know how to develop into different shit, but also when.
Yeah.
Right? So this thing that already had developed brain tissue continued to develop into eye tissue after the fact. That's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have the building blocks. That's like the CMOS or BIOS chip on your fucking battery, right?
Yeah.
Like, it has basic functions for a computer on there. Then you put an operating system on top of it. But knowing when to do all these downstream functions, that's not something I would have anticipated it having the ability to do, to be honest. It's fucked up.
That's crazy.
Now I'm pissed off.
Now's the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. Look, we're going to Craig Dulesky's wedding. We've talked about this on the show. Now we keep getting invited to other weddings.
Oh, I thought we were going to make Rachel Dolezal's feed picks the drinking bro of the week. Is that
well, we thought about it,
yeah.
But then you got disgusted with the broken toenail.
Yeah, it's,
and now I feel guilty about it. So
yeah, I understand.
I'm going to make sure their address isn't shown here. But this one was, we were invited to the wedding of Sarah Aiello, much like Danny Aiello.
Mm.
I like that last name. It's a strong last name.
Good actor too.
And Jesse Schmielen. Now, Sarah, come on. That's a tough one when you got to deal with Schmielen is the rest of your life. And that's S-C-H-M-I-L-L-E-N.
Yeah. You should have made him convert to your name.
Yes. Or Aiello's. Fucking famous, and strong. Schmielen is it's gonna be a long life. I'm sorry, what was that? Schmielen. Can you spell that for me? And then you're gonna have to spell that out for the rest of your life. Get used to, just change your last name to Chuck or Chucky, you know, something fun and flirty. But they invited us to their wedding in Sherman, Illinois. We will not be able to attend.
No, of course not.
But we love you.
It's mid September, right?
Do you remember?
I think it's like the 17th or 18th. I think it's September 18th. Is it not on there?
I'm not good at reading things here.
I don't remember exactly.
It says it's at 3:30 p.m., whenever that is.
Oh, whatever.
2021, 3:30 p.m. Either way, we love you guys. I'm going to cover up the address of it so I can show your beautiful faces and say thank you for the invites.
Yeah. Brittany's going to send out. There was someone else that sent in save the date as well last week. And she's
from Idaho?
Yeah, we're going to send gifts and shit, but we can't. We're not. Obviously, we just can't make it to weddings, but we do appreciate you guys sending us those. We like them and we keep them, so send them to us when you have weddings and shit like that.
Yeah, Craig Dulesky. So with Craig's wedding, you know,
we've been planning this one for like four fucking years.
Yeah. And he said, look, in lieu of flights and all that stuff, you buy 100 cases of seltzer to party with. So
I'm down with that.
We're going to do that and rage. And I think I'm officiating it, by the way.
Yeah. That's.
I didn't know if he was serious. He sent me a text. We'll see. And I was like, that might be an ongoing. If you are serious, and I think it's a big wedding.
That might be an ongoing negotiation between he and his wife.
Either way. Thank you for the invite. We greatly appreciate it. We greatly appreciate you guys tuning in week in and week out, and even in just inviting us to shit like this. It's shocking that you would want us around your families.
Yeah, that's weird.
And honestly, or kids.
That makes me trust you less. Yeah. That you want me around, frankly. I expect people to be a little bit suspicious of me when they're not. That makes me very suspicious of them.
Very suspicious. Very suspicious. But you can submit your Drinking Bro of the Week to drinkingbros.com. It comes in live and right into our inbox and all that other stuff. And like Dan was talking about earlier, the merch is live, including the infamous $40 hats with the flex fit.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the most
comfortable hat of all time.
Ever.
That's the real.
It's still a snapback, but it's got the flex fit in it. Yep. Like, God damn it, man.
It's beautiful.
Doing it. Big fan of that. And then do you guys have baseball next?
Yeah, we are going into baseball right at 4:00. I've got a little call first, and we're going right into that shit.
Great. So flip on over to Drinking Bros Sports, and please subscribe to that channel on YouTube as well. That is our sports channel. We're doing a lot of fun shit on there this year. And as always, go to iTunes and rate the show a 5-star and leave a review. That is all the advertisers care about and the charts and all that bullshit. So please do it. I know if you have an Android, I don't have iTunes. Steal somebody's phone. It just takes 2 seconds and then give it back to him. No one gives a shit. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. For D'Anthony to Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This has been Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.